That was the Leonard Bernstein and the Philharmonic Orchestra with, on vocals, Adele Addison, soprano, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, accompanied by Nucleus. Jam on it. That was the piece that the Philharmonic was performing, was Ere I Know My Redeemer Liveth, from Handel's Messiah. And Elvis before that. And that was I'll Be Home on Christmas Day. We also listened to, what was that piece?
Showdown
with the Soviets. And that was...
Futuristic fairy tale.
Louis Armstrong was Len Maxwell. There. Wasn't he also the storyteller? No,
yeah,
Len Maxwell was...
Great voices.
Ah, I see. Where did you get this? This is Dave Neufeld's, some of his wild music he brought in. Vortex cost him a dollar. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting. And this was recorded... 1966.
When all the actors take over the presidency.
Interesting. Mm. And the whole album is filled with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone from Cary Grant to Boris Karloff... Frank Sinatra, Ed Sullivan.
Dean Martin.
No, John Byner as Ed Sullivan.
Dean Martin, Jack Benny.
Oh, maybe we'll play another piece off this.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. And we also heard Al Green, I'm Still in Love with You. And it's 2:15 here at CKLNFM 88.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here till 3 o'clock. My name's Marva Jackson, and we've been having a little Christmas party here at the station. And... taking requests at 595-1655, requests that reflect the way you care about your fellow human beings, if you do. If not, well, that's your point of view. And there are a lot of people that, for some, it's not as happy a time, so we hope we've given you a little giggle or two with the help of Dave Neufeld and Bob Marshall, although Bob, I don't know about Bob.
Bob, I mean, the turkey and, escapade.
Yeah, the feathers everywhere and turkey guts. But his wife is there. Although it's not really his wife, he says she's a robotoid.
He's a robotoid now. But we dedicate that Al Green song to
I'm Still in Love with You, to Bob and his wife.
Yes. She's still in love with him even though
she's
a robotoid.
She's the fifth robotoid wife in 2 weeks. But at least you have her in time for Christmas, Bob. Okay, we'll be back after this message.
The Music Gallery.
No, Canada! Home of the beaver! Home of the maple leaf! Animals and vegetables! God bless Canada! No, Canada!
Every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Featuring the kind of music you won't hear anywhere else. Musicians and composers from around the world recorded live in concert. Jazz, rock, electronic, classical, avant-garde, ethnic, improvised. Unpredictable, never complacent. The pulse of what's new in the world of music. In the Music Gallery. CKLN FM 88.1.
Okay.
Getting near the Christmas.
Dave.
Yes. How are you?
Neufeld?
That's the last name.
Yeah?
Marva? Marva Jackson?
Leave me alone.
Okay.
Okay. Dave and I have been having a lot of fun doing this show. And thanks for coming down.
Oh, a pleasure.
It's almost over. Do you want to talk a little bit about that last mix?
Okay. The last mix was, of course, the infamous Gary Glitter, and we combined Rock and Roll Part 1 and Rock and Roll Part 2 together to get Rock and Roll Part Agent Court or Scarborough or North York or Toronto. And that was done on a 4-track on the summer holidays and between a couple of friends of mine. And we had a lot of fun, and we were very pleased with the result.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting. What was all the stuff in between the Yoko Ono and the rock and roll?
Ah, that was, I think it's from Lumpy Gravy. That's the Mother's Invention, Frank Zappa and the Mother's Invention.
Mm-hmm.
And a little Western bit, quite well done, too, wasn't it? It was a real, sounded very 60s television. And that was Yoko with Y. And that one was dedicated to Bob and Sherman Skolnick, because he's always asking, why?
Why?
And what a song, Why, isn't it? I mean, does that have chutzpah or what?
Well, I don't know. I have to absorb it a little bit more. I like some of Yoko Ono's stuff, but each time I listen to her, it's like digesting food.
It's radical. Radical food.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's... She does a lot of really poppy stuff, too.
Mm-mm.
But there are a couple songs on her new album, Star Piece, that I really like. But we didn't get to that.
Mm. Kiss, Kiss, Kiss is, of course, very good. Yeah?
You like that?
Kiss, 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 kiss me, love.
Yeah. Anyway, we're ruminating.
Ruminating. Maudlin.
Maudlin, yeah, yes. We're getting really maudlin, as Dave Ray would say. Bauhaus request, All We Ever Wanted Was Everything, and then that Bad Company there.
That was going out to, we had a really cool listener.
Did you get his name?
I didn't ask his name, but we had a listener who phoned up, and we said hello, and all of a sudden this echo machine came on. And
we should have taped him.
We should have taped him. He was good. And he said, I want to hear a ZZ Top. And he started playing Sharp Dressed Man over the phone on his echo machine. And we thought that was very funny. And so we dedicated Bad Company Shooting Star because he really went for it. And he called back again and said, where's my song? And well, we dedicated Bad Company to him. So he said, oh, okay, that's a good song. Fine and dandy. And he started doing his little 88. I think he wants to be a DJ. What do you think, Marva?
Yeah, probably.
He does, because he was going 88.1 FM, CKLM, and then he'd go into a ZZ Top song. But but we don't have that on the table right now, but it's 2:02.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, the time is soon.
Handsome Ned is next.
Handsome Ned's next.
Yeah.
Where is the handsome man himself?
I don't know, but I got a bus leaving in about 2 hours.
Where are you going?
I'm actually going to Midland.
Midland? That's where the...
just south of Midland. I'm going to visit some...
Spit it out.
I'm going to my boyfriend's parents' house.
Oh, they have a house or cottage in Midland?
House.
They live in Midland?
People live up there. It's not just...
People actually live in Toronto.
It's cottage country, right? But, like, people live up there their whole lives.
What is it? Isn't it RCA has a plant up there? Isn't that what employs everyone in Midland?
Oh, I don't know.
I think Motorola or RCA, something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's an industry town. In other words, if RCA goes out of business, so does Midland.
So does... Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
So we've got to buy lots of RCA stuff.
Unfortunately.
That's why I'm going up there for a couple days. And so, Ned, if you're listening somewhere in a taxi... call.
Yes, Ned, call.
No, we should buy Ned a beeper for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But what we also played, before we leave, we should tell everyone what all we played. That Len Maxwell, Bob McFadden, and Will Jordan. The election of the president, 1968.
You know what's interesting about that? They mentioned Ronald Reagan on it, and it was made in 1966. That's why I love the album. It's almost a prophecy. It's about the actors take over the White House.
It's really good. Yeah. It's a neat little album. You got it for $1?
$1. I know. You never know the bargains you pick up.
Well, I'm going to have to tape it.
It is good, yeah.
And then we heard the Care Bears, Kendall's.
We should, with the turkey. He wants us to take the station, though, over there. And I technically don't know how to achieve that.
I don't think we... Unless...
I don't have my car here either.
Like, we can't even financially do it because, like, everybody's closing now. It's 3 o'clock. Just we should have, like, the bells. Ding, ding, ding. Because everybody's closing. All the stores, all the...
You know what? I don't know. I don't have any food in my fridge. How many people out there right now...
Have food.
Have food in their fridge and realize that the only thing that's going to be open tomorrow is Becker's.